Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Makos Daf Vov. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the shiur. And even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. In our Mishnah, we saw that a group of 100 witnesses that witness a particular event are considered a single unit, just like two witnesses. The opening of our Gemara will explain under what circumstances do we say that all 100 are considered, are grouped together like two. Omar Rava. This is the Gemara on Daf Vov at the very beginning of the section marked as Gemara, at the end of, after the Mishnah. Rava says, V'hu she'idu kulam besoch kedei dibor. That which we said, that 100 is viewed as a single unit, as if they were two witnesses, that is provided that they said their testimony within the amount of time known as Toch Kedei Dibor. Toch Kedei Dibor is a rather short amount of time. Let us take a look at Rashi. V'hu she'idu kulam basoch kedei dibor. Hosam komer masnisen. Under those circumstances, the Mishnah says, Me'o kishnayim, that 100 are like two. Aval im hiidu hashnayim, ulachar zman hiidu achirim. If at first two witnesses testified, and after a pause in time, the others testified, harei hein kishtei kitos l'chol dover. Then they are viewed as two separate entities regarding all matters. The details of those matters are found in the Mishnah that began at the bottom of Hey Omid Beis. Continuing in the Gemara, Omar Le Rav Achomi Difti the Ravina Michti. Let's look into this. Toch Kedei Dibor Hechidomi. The amount of time called Toch Kedei Dibor, how is that? What is that? Kedei She'elas Talmid L'Rav. Like the amount of time it would take a student to greet his rabbi, his instructor, which we say Shalom Olecha Rebbe, which is just a few seconds, the amount of time to say three words. Well, how can you have 100 people saying testimony all within 3 seconds? My Me'o Tuva Havu. 100 witnesses is a lot. It's a lot more than the amount of time. In order for them to say their testimony, it would take a lot more time than the shiur zman of Toch Kedei Dibor. The entire kat, that entire group of people, won't be able to testify within such a short amount of time. Amar Leih, so Ravina answers, Kol chad v'chad, each witness, besoch kedei dibor shel chavero. He is to pick up his testimonies, to start his testimony within that amount of time that his friend finished his testimony. So what you have in effect is a chain of testimony, each witness testifying, leaving a gap between witnesses of no more than the amount of time known as Toch Kedei Dibor. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Lo Bo Hashlishi, V'chule, Uma Shnai V'chule. In the Mishnah, we saw Rabbi Yossi qualify and say, Bamed Vamumurim, when is it that we say that if one of the witnesses is found to be a relative or invalid, then the entire group becomes invalid? Rabbi Yossi said, that is true with regard to capital cases. But with regard to financial cases, we can dismiss the witnesses that are beyond the basic two, that happened to be relatives or invalid, and Rabbi Yossi said that with dinei momonos tiskayim ha'edus b'sha'ar. Amar le Rav Popo v'Abaye, elo me'ato. Rashi points out that this question is focused on Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi pointed out that even without the without all of the members serving together in giving the warning, let us take a look at Rashi to clarify this point even further. Horug Yatzil. This is an expression taken from the Gemara that we're about to read. Maybe we'll first read the Gemara, where Omar Le Rav Popo Labaye Elo Me'ato Horug Yatzil. In the Rashi, Horug Yatzil, the Rabbi Yossi, according to Rabbi Yossi, Domar Ach Below Hisru, even without the witnesses warning the suspect, Shalom Iskavein Lohoid, as a result of his not participating in the warning of the suspect, he doesn't have kavona to be a witness. Let us say there that he happens to be a relative, who matzil esanidon mipnei kurva. Simply because he happens to be a relative, and he is one of the people witnessing the event, according to Reb Yossi, the entire set of witnesses becomes invalidated. With that in mind, then, Horug Nami Yatzil Esanidon, the victim, should be able to save the suspect or the defendant. Sharei Gam Hu Ra'a, the victim himself saw the murder, his own murder, taking place. Hu Korov Etzel Atzmo, and we say that a person is related to himself. So, being that one of the witnesses happened to be the victim, and the victim is considered a Korov, he's related to himself, and as a result of his being present there, according to Rabbi Yossi, that a kat, that a group is considered a single entity, even without each one participating in the warning, as opposed to Rebbe in the Mishnah. Why don't we say that, lo and behold, we have a group of witnesses with relatives in there, namely the victim is a witness to the crime about to be done to him, and he is related to himself, therefore all of the testimony should become void because we have a group of witnesses that are not fit. So the Gemara answers, the case of murder that we would not be able to render the set of witnesses invalid is kishahargoi me'achorov, when the victim was murdered from behind, so he didn't see the crime, he wasn't a witness to it. The Gemara asks, what about in a case of intimacy, of illegitimate, of forbidden intimacy, nirba yatzil, the person who was participating in this forbidden intimacy, let him be one of the witnesses, so to speak, that saw the crime. He saw the crime done to himself, and he's related to himself. Let him save himself. Let him save the defendant from being prosecuted, because the nirba is one of the witnesses of the crime, and he's korovei salatzmo. So the Gemara answers, kisherovoi me'achorov. This is describing a situation where the, let us refer to this as a homosexual relationship, and the perpetrator conducted his intimacy from behind the victim, and as such the victim didn't see who was doing this to him. The Gemara continues, though, asking questions along these lines. Horeg v'roveya yatsilu. Let the murderer himself, he also is a witness to the crime. He sees what he's doing, or the roveya, the person conducting the intimacy, even if he is coming upon the victim from behind, but he sees what he's doing, and as we said before, Odom Korov Eitzel Asmo Ishtik. So with this, Abaye remained silent. Ki also lekame de Rava, when this issue came up in front of Rava, Amarle, Rava answered, Yakum Davar, the posuk that makes all of the witnesses together also says Yakum Davar, b'mekayme Davar Hakosuv Medaber. The group that is considered like one are the group of those that establish the matter, not those that do the matter. Mekayme Davar and not Be'oise Davar, using the Loshon that you see in the Rashi. So as a result of this drosha of Yakum Davar, Mekayme Davar, the ones who establish the facts, namely the formal witnesses, and not those that are participant in the crime, not those that are committing the crime, they are not part of the group that form the witnesses. Omar Rabbi Yossi, Bamed Vamomorim V'chulei, Ma Yase Shnei Achim V'chulei, Hechi Amrinan Lehu. Rashi, at the end of the Omid, says, Hechi Amrinan Lehu, Lakorov V'posol. What do we say to them? What do we ask of the relative or the invalid individual, the Mivdikinu, to check out Im Mitchilo Li'edus Niskavnu, if they were there with the Kavona, with the intent to be witnesses? Omar Rava. Rava explains, Hochi Amrinan Lehu, thusly we say to them. Before we go further in the Gemara, let's just take note of the fact that these couple of lines are grouped together as a long answer. We have a tuf that's encircled to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text, a teretz, with a vertical dashed line indicating the length of the answer. So Rava tells us, Hochi Amrinan Lehu, Lemechsi Asisu, Oi Lashuvi Asisu. Did you come to see what is happening, or did you come here to serve as witnesses, to bear testimony on this? E Amri la'asude asu. If they said, if the relative or puzzle says, I came here to serve testimony, to be able to testify about this, then we apply that which the Mishnah says, Nimtza echabem karvo puzzle edusan b'teva. That if one of the members of those witnessing the event are a relative or invalid, so the whole group is rendered invalid. E Amri, if they respond to our question by saying Lemechsi Asu, that I came to simply see what was going on, curiosity. Eduson Miskayemis, so the testimony of the rest of the group will stand. And to this we say, like it says in the Mishnah, Ma'yasu shnei achim shiro be'echot shoharagas nefesh. What should we do about a case where several people saw a murder, amongst them were two brothers that saw the murder? Should we not be able to still prosecute the case? Of course we can, provided, of course, that the that one of the brothers tells us that he didn't come to testify, he came just to see what was going on. Itmar, Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel, Halocha k'Rabbi Yossi. He is postulating like Rabbi Yossi that said that in the case of Dine Momenus, if one of the witnesses, even in a large group, if one of the witnesses happens to be a Korov apostle, we can establish the testimony with those that are not related, with the others. That's as far as a case of Momenus, financial case. Rav Nachman Omer Halocha Karebi. He paskins like Rebbe that says, even in Dine Momenus, if one of the group happens to be a Korov apostle, the entire group of witnesses is voided. Hoyu shnayim royun oisoi mechalon ze, ushnayim royun oisoi mechalon ze. Two witnesses see the event, whatever the event happens to be, in that needs testimony from one window, and two other witnesses see the same event from another window. The echod masrebo beemtza, and someone else is standing in the middle, confronting the perpetrator and warning him about the crime he's about to commit. Bizman shemiktsasan royin elu eselu, when there is visual contact between some of the witnesses in those two different windows, those two separate windows, hare elu edus achas, because of this visual contact that establishes them as one single group of witnesses, with all that follows from that, as we saw in the Mishnah on Daf Hey. The Imlav, if there is no visual contact between the two sets of witnesses in those two separate windows, namely, even though the two witnesses see the event at the same time, but since there's no visual contact between the witnesses in the respective windows, hare elu shtei edios, they're considered two separate groups of witnesses. As a result of that, lefikoch im nimtzeis achas mehem zoymemes, if you have one of the groups of witnesses in the windows happens to be a group that's shown to be zomemim, namely, two other witnesses come around and say, hey, how can you guys have testified? You were with us at that time in another place. Those two witnesses, having been rendered puzzle now, don't affect the general case, because there were the two other witnesses in the other window that did not see these fellows. The result being, hu vehein neherogin, v'hashnia ptura, the perpetrator himself and these witnesses that were found to be zomimim are executed, and the other set is exempt. They are not connected to this group that was found to be zomimim, and their testimony stands, and therefore their testimony is responsible for the perpetrator's execution, and the zomimim, they're executed because of what they testified falsely. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Li'olam ein neherogin, ad shiyu shnei edov masrin bo. According to Rabbi Yossi, there is no capital case until the witnesses themselves are saying the warning. Shinemar, al pi shnayim edim. Through the words of those witnesses. That teaches, according to Biosi, that the witnesses must be the ones serving the warning. Dover Acher, Al Pi Shnayim Edim, Shelo Tehei Sanhedrin Shemas Vipi HaTorgamon. Another pshat, or another drosha from this pasuk, says that the Sanhedrin must hear and understand the witnesses themselves, and not to have a situation where the witnesses are speaking a foreign tongue and thereby necessitating an interpreter. Under such circumstances, so there's no case. Omar Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia Omar Rav, Minayin li edus miuchedes shihi psula. Rashi explains this expression, edus miuchedes, echod roya oise mechalon ze, v'echod roya mechalon ze. The Einon Royin Ze Eze. The situation we saw before in the Mishnah, where two witnesses see an event from one window, and two witnesses see the event from another window, but the two sets of witnesses do not see each other. That's called Edus Miuchedes. From where do we know? Shehi psula. Let's say over the point more accurately. we have to correct a mistake here. We are correct in saying there's witnessing from two separate windows. However, we're talking about a case where there's one witness seeing the event from one window and another witness, a singular person, seeing from another window. And these two single individuals do not see each other. That's called edus miuchedes, individual testimony, and they don't join up, even though they're both seeing the same event. So from where do we know that this is unfit? This is puzzle, as a unit of witnessing. Shenemar lo yumas al pi aid echad. This is a quote from a pasuk in Dvarim, Perek Yud Zayin pasuk Vav. We've included the pasuk on the side of the Gemara. It says al pi shnayim aidim o shloisha aidim yumas hameis lo yumas al pi aid echad. So the Gemara cites as a source for Edus Miuchedes being Pasul this section of the Pasuk that says, Lo Yumas al Pi Eid Echad. The Gemara now explains how we see this in the Pasuk. My Echad, what is the meaning of the word Echad in this Pasuk? In Lema Eid Echad Mamish, if it's coming to say that there's no capital case if you have a singular witness. If that were the Pshat, I wouldn't need this section of the Pasuk to teach me that. May Reisha Sham Inon Law. From the beginning of the Pasuk, we could figure that out. The beginning says, Al Pi Shnayim Aden. You need two witnesses. So I don't need the section that says, Lo Yomus Al Pi Eid Echad, to teach me the exclusion of one witness. As we said, we know that from the Pasuk that says, Al Pi Shnayim, that I need two witnesses. What are we to derive from the pasuk that says Lo Yumas al pi echad? Echad echad means in fact two people, but they are separate. They one from one window and one from the other, and they do not see each other. Tanya nami hachi. We have a Tanaic source, and you can see in our markings how the Tanaic source is framed off to set it apart from the rest of the Gemara. The pasuk says, "Lo yumas al pi eid echad." Lehavi, this comes to include or to teach shnayim shiroyim oisoi, two people that see the event, echad mechalon ze veechad mechalon ze v'ein royin ze eze. One person viewing the event from one window and the other from another window, but and the two do not see each other. She'ein mitstarfim, they don't join up. V'loyoid. Elo afilu boze acharze bechalon echad ein mitstarfin. Even in a case where you've got the two of these two witnesses viewing the event from the same window, only that they are looking at the event one after the other, and we're taught ein mitstarfin, they don't join up. We now have a question that Rav Papa raises to Avaye. The question lasts a few lines. You can see from the long question marking to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text, the encircled kuf with a dashed vertical line. Amalei Rav Popolabaye, Hashta, I don't understand this source, he says. Now that you say the first example, Uma echod mechaloin zeh, ve'echod mechaloin zeh, the case of two people, each one in separate windows, the high kochozi kulo maisa, the high kochozi kulo maisa, each one of these people sees the entire event, and yet amris lo mitzdarfi, they don't join up because the two witnesses do not see each other. Boze achar ze, in the second case of the source where there's one after the other peering out from the same window, the high kochozi palga de maisa. The high chazi palga de maisa, each one of them saw half an event. Mibaya, do I need to be told that they're not mitzdarif? That's even simpler, that they're not mitzdarif. So once I tell you the aleph case, the beis case is even easier to understand as not mitzdarif. So what's the purpose of teaching the case of bozeh acharzeh b'chaloi nechod? Omar le, Abaye answers, lo nitzrcha elo leboyel esho ervo. The chidush of the second case of ze'achar ze b'chalon echad is where they are witnessing an act of illicit intimacy. In such a case, what each witness is seeing is sufficient to prosecute a case. One doesn't have to see the entire event from beginning to end. Even a fraction of this kind of event, if one sees it, the information or that which he has seen is sufficient grounds or sufficient to prosecute those participating in the forbidden act. So the chiddush is that even though you've got two people seeing an event from the same window, since they're not peering at the event simultaneously, they're not mitzaref. Omar Rovo, im hoyu royin es hamasre, oi hamasre royin oison. If you had a situation of the witnesses from seeing an event from two separate windows with no eye contact with each other, however, the one that's in the middle, that's down on the ground, if you will, warning the perpetrator not to commit the act, and the perpetrator has eye contact with both of these individual witnesses, or both of them see the master, the one warning, even though the witnesses don't see each other, they see in common the master. So Rava says, mitstarfin. The masra, so to speak, serves as a means of joining the two together to be a set of witnesses. The Amar Rava, masra she'amru, when we spoke about someone issuing a warning, afilu mipi atzmo, as far as who issues the warning, it could be even the victim himself that's warning the perpetrator not to commit the act, afilu mipi hashed, even from a demon, even if a demon is warning. Omar Rav Nachman, Edus Miuchedes Kshera Bedine Mamonos. The Edus Miuchedes has been the topic we've been discussing till now. One witness from one window and one witness from the other window. They do join up to serve as a set of witnesses in the case of a matter of finances, a matter of a money matter. Dichtiv, lo yumas al pi eid echad. We've dashed underlined the word yumas. There shall be no capital punishment carried out in the case of edus miuchedes. That's bedine nefashos who the ein kshera. Avo bedine momenos kshera. By virtue of the fact that the pasuk emphasized lo yumas, We can infer that in non-capital cases, edus miuchedes will be effective. Maskif lo Rav Zutra. Elo me'ata. If this be true, that edus miuchedes joins up in a particular realm. In other words, if there's a concept of edus miuchedes as being kosher, then bedine nefashos tatzil. Then why is it that we don't say in the case of a capital offense that the defendant could be saved? What do we mean by this? So we had a case before of two witnesses from one window and two witnesses from another window that see an event, see a murder taking place. And we said that if the two sets do not see each other, and you have a situation that one of the two sets is found to be zoymimim, the result is that the perpetrator will be executed based on the testimony of the kosher witnesses, and the zoymimim will be executed because they tried through their lie to execute the perpetrator. But if you say that in a realm of testimony there edus miuchedes links up, then we should be able to link up the edim zoymimim with the Adim Ksherim and say that they form a single unit of testimony, and being that part of the witnesses are found to be puzzle, the entire testimony should fall away. you'll ask, by what license do we have to say this? The answer to that is, in the realm of Dinei Nefashos, there's a concept of Vehitzilu Eida. We try to bend over backwards to save people from being executed by the court. So if we have some straw to grab, so to speak, we have some precedent for Edus Miuchedes joining up, so that therefore in this case of Dinei Nefashos that we described with one of the two sets found to be Zomimim, we should be able to call off the case by saying that the Zomimim join up with the kosher Edim and form one unit of testimony, and since part of them are found to be Pusel, we should reject the entire group. Let us take a look at Rashi. B'dinei Nefashos, kisheshnayim royin mechalon zeh ushnayim mechalon zeh, where two see from one window and two see the event from another window. V'huzmo kaso achas, and one of the two groups was found to be zomimim. Titztaref eduzu lios kulam kikas achas. Let us say that the Edim Zomimim join up with the others to form one single unit of testimony. Lahatzil es ha-Zomimim v'es ha-Nidon. Thereby saying that the Zomimim are part of an invalid set of testimony, and the Nidon, the defendant, Shite Edusan Betela, based on the idea that their Edus, their testimony, is voided. Kevan de Bialmo mitstarefes, since in general, namely in the case of Dine Momentus, we say that Edus Miuchedes is mitstarev, Yesh Tam Kan Lahatzilo. We have a reason here to save them. For Achmona Omar Vehitzilo Heida, and the Torah already says that try your best to exonerate or to save people from capital punishment. Let's now read this question again in the Gemara. Maskiflor Rav Zutra, Elo Me'ato, now that you say that there is a concept of Edus Miuchedes being Mitztaref, namely in Dine Momenes, but Dine Nefoshos Tatzil, let, even in the case of capital offenses, this serve to save the defendant. Aloma Tanan, so why has it been taught Hu Vehein Neherogin, that the defendant and the Edim Zomimim are put to death, and they, as we said, and they don't join up with the kosher witnesses to form one unit of testimony that would be voided because some of them have been found to be unfit? Kasha, this is a technical difficulty. In other words, based on Rav Nachman's teaching that Edus Miuchedes is kosher and B'dinei Momenes, why is it that we don't extend this to the case of the Mishnah and save that set of Zomimim and the defendant? So that remains a difficulty. Rav Yossi Omer V'chulei Omer Lei Rav Papa Labaye Umi Islei the Rav Yossi High Svora. Does Rav Yossi at all hold that you need to have Hasra? In our Mishnah, we saw Rav Yossi say that Li'olam Ein Neherogin Ad Shushnei Edov Masrin Boy. So our question here is, since when does Rav Yossi require Hasra to begin with? For Hotanan, we have a source that shows that Rav Yossi doesn't hold that Hasra is an essential part of the case. For Hotanan, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Hasone Neherag, that they shehu kemuad umusre. The case of the Sone, Rashi says, four lines from the end, Hotanan, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Hasone, Sheomar, Sone means a person who hates. He hates someone else. And he says, Beshogeg horakti, I killed so-and-so, the person that I hate, I killed him inadvertently. We don't listen to his claim that he killed him inadvertently. Neharag. He's killed. Mipnei shu kemuad umusra. He's considered as if he were already warned. So we see that Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold that the warning in a capital case is an essential element of the case. So the question arises, then why in the Mishnah does Rabbi Yossi say there is no capital case unless the two witnesses are issuing the warning? It seems from the Mishnah that the warning is an essential part of the capital case. Omar Lay, so Abaye answers, Hahu Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yudahi. The source that we just cited, indicating that the Sone is Nerag, even though there was no warning, that's not Rabbi Yossi of the Mishnah, that's Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, another Tana. The Sanya. We're now going to cite a source with Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda in it, where we see again that a formal warning is not always necessary. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Chover, a learned person, Ein Sara Hasra. He doesn't need to have a formal hasra before he commits his crime. The whole purpose of hasra is to make sure that the victim or that the defendant knows what he's doing. In other words, to make a distinction between the shogeg, means someone who does something inadvertently, and mazid. Therefore, if someone is learned, his actions, he does his actions with knowledge, he is aware of what he's doing, he doesn't need to have hasra. Notice how we've dashed underline Ein Tzor Hasra, because this is the point we're trying to emphasize, that when you see the name Rabbi Yossi associated with a source that indicates that hasra is not an essential part of the case, that is Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Dovar Acher Al Pishnayim Edim. That's what the Pasuk said. Shelo Tehe Sanhedrin Shomas Mipi HaTurgamon. That the court should not hear the testimony of the witnesses through an interpreter. Hanal the Ozi, the Asu the Kame the Rava. There were some foreign tongued individuals that came to Rava to testify about an event. Uki Rava Turgaman Benayu. Rava set up an interpreter between them. The Gemara asks, "Vehechi Ovid Hachi? How can Rava accept testimony through an interpreter?" Va'atnan, our Mishnah says, "Shelo Tehei Sanhedrin Shomas Mipi HaTorgamon." That the pasuk teaches us that Sanhedrin should not hear the testimony through an interpreter. The Gemara answers, "Rava Meida Hava Yoda Ma Dehavu Amri." Rava understood their tongue. So you'll ask, what does he need an interpreter for? V'aduri hu delo haviyoda, but to answer them, to speak, to converse with them, that he didn't know. So if he needed to clarify something with them, that is what the interpreter did. The Gemara at the top of Dav Zayin says, Ilah v'tuvia, these are names of two people that are serving as witnesses to a loan. These two people were not related to the lender nor to the borrower. However, they were related to the guarantor of the loan. Kreve de Arva Havu. They were relatives of the guarantor of the loan. Sova Rapapa Lememar. Rapapa thought to say, Gabi loive umalve rechiki ninu. With regard to the borrower and the lender, they are rechok, they are distant. They are distant, meaning they are not relatives. And therefore they should be kosher to serve as witnesses to the loan. Amale Ravuna braid Rav Yeshua or Rav Papa. Ravuna rejects Rav Papa's contention and says that these two fellows, by virtue of the fact that they are related to the Orev, to the guarantor, they are considered relatives. They're considered unfit to testify. Now, why? Iles le la loive, if the borrower doesn't have the means of paying back. La bosar arva ozil malva, is it not so that the lender is going to pursue the guarantor? So as a result of that, the guarantor is an essential part of this loan, and they, who Ulaw and Tuvia, who are relatives of the guarantor, are therefore considered unfit on the grounds of kurva to serve as witnesses. With that, we complete our shiur for today.